And Paddy, I'm sure you'd like to be in the A final, but in the B final is the next best thing.
Yeah, well, it's a consolation for us. At the start of the year, we hoped to be in the two teams in the intermediate final, but unfortunately, we'll have to do with the reserve team, but we're delighted to be there.
And tell me about the campaign.
Yeah, we had a difficult enough campaign. We played, we started off with a tough home game against the Knowles, then two away games against Downings and Buncrana, and we had a very tough match against Eru in the quarterfinal, which we managed to come through by 4 points.
Yeah. So, but having said that, you're through, and you have a bit of a record, haven't you? You have a good championship pedigree in the B, haven't you?
Well, it was the last time we were in the intermediate championship was 2001, and that year we managed to win both the intermediate and the intermediate reserve. So this is our first year back in the intermediate. Yeah. We've been in the senior championship and the intermediate.
And
period.
Tell me about the team. I suppose is there some experienced players and some new players coming through?
Well, I suppose it's probably the, like a lot of reserve teams, some of the older experienced guys together with some of the young boys, and there's also a few mid-20s, but there's a good range of experience.
Give me a few names of the older guys, the experienced guys.
Well, we have people like Gareth Martin, who's played senior football for over 20 years, Kieran Foy also would have played senior football, and some of the younger guys like Ethan O'Donnell and Matthew McGinley, so there's a good blend.
Yeah, and a change of opponent midweek, you're now going to face Milford.
We are. We just became aware of that on Saturday night. Again, it's going to be a very difficult match against Milford. We played them twice in the league last year in the Beaters Bowl, so we do have a score to settle there. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
So it's the fact that they're Milford and they were well beaten by Clann Ely, who are now gone. You're not going to be complacent.
Absolutely not. No, as I said, Milford beat us well twice last year in the league, so we expect a very tough test.
And what, 6-7 days out, have you got everybody?
We have a few injury worries, but we're hoping that we'll have a full-strength team come Sunday.